Practice test. Listening. Part 3. You will hear an interview with a man called Jim Horton and a woman called Jenny Simmons, who both work as voice actors. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 70 seconds to look at part 3.
Today we're talking to two voice actors, Jim Horton and Jenny Simmons. Jim, tell us what you do and how you feel about it.
Hi. I provide voices for animated characters in films and video games. I also work in radio dramas and commercials. Sometimes it's just speaking, but there can also be singing. I'm a workaholic, which means I accept pretty much everything I'm offered. My personal life takes a back seat, though I don't mind that. I'm very creative and I love variety. Of course, some of what I do is just to pay bills, like recording samples for automated announcements in stations. That's mundane, even though I don't actually have to record millions of different things. Each announcement is assembled from fragments, thank goodness.
Jenny, you trained as a regular actor. What was hardest for you about changing to voiceovers?
I was at drama school when a director of an animated film invited me to do some stuff with him. I had to work on the technical aspects of dubbing, like synchronising, but I used my overall acting skills and followed my instincts. It's about having a clear voice in the recording studio, getting your feelings across through that alone. But the greatest challenge is adjusting to the fact that there isn't any extended practice beforehand, which would let you create a character. It's all very quick. It's demanding, even though it's just another aspect of theatre work.
How do you start working on a new project, Jim?
Generally, I get the picture of my character with a description and synopsis of the plot. I establish something I can work with, and the director hones that, suggests things, maybe gets me to try something different, which can be annoying. There are only a certain number of voices anyone can do, and the skill is to portray a different character, even though the voice may be similar. I often get offered the kind of work I've done before, which is fun, but stuff I don't normally get to do is most thrilling because it's scary. I guess any acting's like that.
How do you both go about portraying a character?
When I first started, I had to work at it, establish my limitations and set aims. But as I go along, I find different nuances in my voice that I can use to create different characters. Sometimes when I go into the recording studio, it just happens. But even then, it has to have the ring of truth. The process can be quite organic.
There's a lot of experimenting, trying different things out, and everyone joins in with this. But as long as you're coming from your own experience and it's believable, you'll get your character across. I love coming up with something surprising, though if it's rejected, I don't take it personally.
Jim, you work on video games. How does that compare with animated films?
They pay quite well, but in many ways they're harder. There's so much crammed into a short time. There are different issues, like if it's a fighting game, you can't fake anything. You have to really yell. The script looks completely different too. It's more like a spreadsheet with cues. You don't get to see any animation, and it's timed, so you might have to scream for exactly 3 seconds. That might not seem much, but you try it. Then you have to do it in different ways, and it might be followed by shouting. You certainly need throat sweets afterwards.
What's your advice for anyone hoping to become a voice actor?
The most popular route is going to drama school, studying improvisation like me, and I can't fault that. You could find someone to help you apply for auditions. I might recommend getting an agent quite early on to provide support, though that's a matter of preference.
You must have a natural quality in your voice that directors identify and people respond to, though you can't learn that. Voiceovers require sophisticated skills, so getting the right kind of basic drama training is really the bottom line. And of course, don't give up, but that goes without saying.
Thanks, both of you.
Now you'll hear part three again.
Today we're talking to two voice actors, Jim Horton and Jenny Simmons. Jim, tell us what you do and how you feel about it.
Hi. I provide voices for animated characters in films and video games. I also work in radio dramas and commercials. Sometimes it's just speaking, but there can also be singing. I'm a workaholic, which means I accept pretty much everything I'm offered. My personal life takes a back seat, though I don't mind that. I'm very creative and I love variety. Of course, some of what I do is just to pay bills, like recording samples for automated announcements in stations. That's mundane, even though I don't actually have to record millions of different things. Each announcement is assembled from fragments, thank goodness.
Jenny, you trained as a regular actor. What was hardest for you about changing to voiceovers?
I was at drama school when a director of an animated film invited me to do some stuff with him. I had to work on the technical aspects of dubbing, like synchronising, but I used my overall acting skills and followed my instincts. It's about having a clear voice in the recording studio, getting your feelings across through that alone. But the greatest challenge is adjusting to the fact that there isn't any extended practice beforehand, which would let you create a character. It's all very quick. It's demanding, even though it's just another aspect of theatre work.
How do you start working on a new project, Jim?
Generally, I get the picture of my character with a description and synopsis of the plot. I establish something I can work with, and the director hones that, suggests things, maybe gets me to try something different, which can be annoying. There are only a certain number of voices anyone can do, and the skill is to portray a different character, even though the voice may be similar. I often get offered the kind of work I've done before, which is fun, but stuff I don't normally get to do is most thrilling because it's scary. I guess any acting's like that.
How do you both go about portraying a character?
When I first started, I had to work at it, establish my limitations and set aims. But as I go along, I find different nuances in my voice that I can use to create different characters. Sometimes when I go into the recording studio, it just happens. But even then, it has to have the ring of truth. The process can be quite organic.
There's a lot of experimenting, trying different things out, and everyone joins in with this. But as long as you're coming from your own experience and it's believable, you'll get your character across. I love coming up with something surprising, though if it's rejected, I don't take it personally.
Jim, you work on video games. How does that compare with animated films?
They pay quite well, but in many ways they're harder. There's so much crammed into a short time. There are different issues, like if it's a fighting game, you can't fake anything. You have to really yell. The script looks completely different too. It's more like a spreadsheet with cues. You don't get to see any animation. And it's timed, so you might have to scream for exactly 3 seconds. That might not seem much, but you try it. Then you have to do it in different ways, and it might be followed by shouting. You certainly need throat sweets afterwards.
What's your advice for anyone hoping to become a voice actor?
The most popular route is going to drama school, studying improvisation like me, and I can't fault that. You could find someone to help you apply for auditions. I might recommend getting an agent quite early on to provide support, though that's a matter of preference.
You must have a natural quality in your voice that directors identify and people respond to, though you can't learn that. Voiceovers require sophisticated skills, so getting the right kind of basic drama training is really the bottom line. And of course, don't give up, but that goes without saying.
Thanks, both of you.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.